Let's talk about marketing. It's the second of the key performance areas, and it is also one of the most difficult and one of the most expensive aspects of your business. In most businesses, from 5 to 8% of all of their revenues are spent on marketing. For some, it's a little more, and for some, it's a little less, but it will be an incredible investment for your company. And it's most challenging because it's really tough to get marketing experience. Most people, even when they work at corporate America, unless they've worked specifically with the marketing department in some way, they really have no idea what marketing is, what the function of marketing is, or what the tactics of marketing is. Most small businesses hire outside marketing support to do all of the marketing functions, so the people who work in the business don't get any marketing experience either. So it's very tough to get marketing experience, and it's very tough to develop a winning marketing mindset. To further complicate things, the field of marketing is rapidly evolving. We're going to talk about that at some length here in just a minute, but it's rapidly evolving and it's tough to keep up with. So that makes marketing one of the most expensive and one of the most difficult key performance areas that there is. But what is marketing? When I talk about what it means to be good in marketing, I talk about marketing functions of being understanding the needs and the wants of the marketplace, branding and positioning your products and services, packaging your products and services so that they meet the needs and the wants of the marketplace, selecting your market segments and your routes to market, communicating the value of your products and services, and generating leads. Those are the functions of marketing. Now, I want you to imagine for just a minute that you are really excellent in marketing. Here's what your company could look like. Your future customers are lining up at the door to buy from you. Great customers are coming to you easily and predictably and in great quantities. Many people seek you out on the internet, or you come highly recommended by their associates and friends. When you initiate contact with a customer or prospect via direct mail or some other targeted marketing campaign, they respond in profitable numbers. When you prospect via the telephone or in person, they are glad you came by or called, and they're eager to have a conversation with you. On the other hand, when your marketing is poor and ineffective, the opposite occurs. No one seeks you out. They don't even know that you exist. They don't respond to your marketing campaigns, and nobody really wants to waste time talking to you. Your marketing dollars are non-existent or completely wasted, and they're totally ineffective. Lead generation is extremely difficult, and many salespeople fail to reach quota because you're not giving them qualified leads. When you understand the needs and the wants of the marketplace, you can avoid many false starts with your products and services. Your trial and error discovery period is shortened, and your growth is greatly increased. When you are able to package your products and services to meet the needs and wants of the marketplace effectively, the market responds very well to your offerings. When you can effectively communicate the value of your products and services to the market, and you effectively create the image of your company in everything that you do, the market responds favorably to your messages in the way that you want them to. Life is good. So, in order to be excellent in marketing, here are the things that you absolutely must do. Number one, listen to your target market and your customers. Be market-driven and solve a problem. Two, niche your product. Focus on specific market segments. Three, package and price your products and services effectively. Four, communicate effectively at every touch point with your marketplace. Five, cultivate a great marketing support team. Six, keep up with changes in marketing tactics. And seven, generate high quality leads. We're going to go through each one of these areas individually, and I'm going to give you a lot of great ideas. And again, you will absolutely not be able to implement all of these ideas in the next couple of weeks. So just listen for one or two things that you know are going to make a big difference right away in your business, and then listen again in a few weeks or a few months for some more great ideas. And above all, don't beat yourself up. I want you to feel really good about the education and marketing that you're getting here. I want you to feel really good at making progress. So, let's get started.